tired of your broken promise, looking at your pages, seeing different numbers and numbers. Call you when you say you're hanging with the fellas, hanging with my girls, you always getting jealous and jealous. I was with you when you didn't have no dollars, no dollars.
Dollars.
Hanging at the crib, chilling with your mama,
Mama,
your
your
mama.
mama.
Never in front of you, never brought the drama, the
Drama, the
drama.
drama.
Now you flip the script, player, please.
No, I'm not the one.
Say it again, say it again. Oh.
No, I'm not the one.
You do or you don't. You
You do
do or
or
you
you
don't.
don't. You will or you won't. No more. No more. Baby, I'ma do it right. You can't or you can't be a
Thing.
man. Be a man. No more. No more. Baby, I'ma do it right. Come on to the bridge. I just wanna know what happened to our love. We used to be best friends. Where did it go wrong? When you're gonna see how good it is when you. I'm tired and I'm through. Yeah. And now you promised me Kate Spade, but that was last year, boy, in the eighth grade. But you went biggie, baby boy.
You
And no,
did
it ain't one more tenth. When your friends around, you don't want to hold my hand. Now you feel, girl, thumping and wobbing the thigh, the mick, hopping out the width, the five, the thick. Yeah, five tone, put on my tone. You got a credit card or Tyrone.
you were serious. I heard you. You put your chest up in
Yes. Because you
it.
do. Or you don't, okay? You will or you won't. Help me choir. No more. No more.
When
Baby,
you
I'ma
break your
do
promises,
right.
when you break your promises, it ruins the day.
Okay. Tired of your broken promises. Promises. Okay. Shit. Shandala. Hallelujah. Welcome to another
Praise
fabulous
him.
episode of Peaches, Diamonds, and Champagne. Oh my. I'm Keeley's List, aka Clifton. And who are you?
About to headbutt this bitch, and I'm the phone.
Yes. Oh,
Good evening.
do you like how I made my little fancy cocktail?
Oh, you be put some, you put garnishes. You did it up, okay?
I feel like
Make that.
Goldie on Flavor of Love, but it's not champagne, but we're drinking strawberries. And
And
champagne.
champagne.
And then when she throws the when she throws those strawberries up, boop.
That always annoyed me because she spilled that champagne all over her hand and on the floor. I'm like, oh,
Okay. Well,
Dickie,
at least she didn't shit on the floor.
I
Like something.
something. Something.
You are an iconic reality show. If people can recite your shit, and that was what, 16, 17 years ago?
Something like that, like 17 years ago, yes.
And to this day, people still quote that show to this day. Like we gotta give all not just New York, not just Flavor Flav. We got to give the entire cast their flowers because every girl brought something to the table, whether it was something good or something bad. Every girl brought something to the table. And
No.
it's rare that a reality show like that is a competition show or a dating show can have such a chokehold on society like that.
My sister and I say the same line every time we see each other. It's from season two when they were at the photo shoot, New York and Nevaeh,
Not
or heaven.
Nevaeh.
But New York said, you sound ignorant. And she said, you look ignorant. And I said, I'm being ignorant up in your motherfucking
The
I will be ignorant in your motherfucking ass. We say that all the time, all the time.
Santa Soup Kitchen.
Fix your bra. You look good. You look good. You look like a fairy princess. What's she saying? Hell?
From hell, from the depths of hell.
Good times.
Tiffany Poehler. Oh, we're gonna get to Housewives though, but I just gotta say this because I saw that clip of Tiffany getting into it with Jocelyn on College Hill.
About the dog.
Now listen, people that don't have pets, they don't understand. And you know, I've had pets in my later years. When I was younger, I never understood how people get so devastated when a dog or a cat passes away. Like on Crooklyn with Queenie. Queen!
Pitch the pillows.
And then when Queenie popped out the damn couch and how devastated she was, I thought that shit was funny as hell. But now that I've had pets and that, you know, I feel like I'm the cat whisperer now because every damn roommate I have, their cats fall in love with me. If they died, I would be devastated. So I get how Tiffany was feeling. And
I see Jocelyn, both sides.
I do see both sides, but Jocelyn, girl, just hug her and keep it moving. That was some heartless ass shit. Yes, Tiffany is dramatic, but we know that about her. But that was cold-blooded how she treated Tiffany.
She should have just said, you know what? I thought you were talking about a human. My mistake. Sorry for your loss and kept it moving.
That's it. She didn't have to do all that. Like, it got real disrespectful real fast. But it's okay. Amber Rose is going to fuck her up. And I can't wait to see it.
Amber Rose is going to fuck her up?
Yes, girl. Bitch, Amber Rose is from Philly. Listen.
She looks like she's from Nebraska.
Listen, them Philly girls. there were three types of girls that you don't fuck with. You don't fuck with girls from New York. You don't fuck with girls from Philly. And you damn sure don't fuck with girls from Oakland. Those are the three girls that
I say Oakland too.
you don't fuck with those three cities. If they from Philly, Oakland, or New York, they'll whoop your ass. And don't try to jump because they'll whoop their asses too, you know? So, but yeah, anywho, this week's television was. It was giving this week. We're going to get halfway. Only one show was giving, but we're going to get into the tea first. Speaking of Atlanta Peaches, girl, I kind of saw it coming a little bit, but now like,
can we do the sad one first? Just get that out the way.
Okay. Let's do the sad one. Shout out to Gertie. She posted on Instagram that she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And I was like, damn, you know, because I think she's about the same age or maybe like a little bit older than us. So like when I see people in our age range going through stuff like that, it really kind of like hits a little bit more than usual. And it's just like, damn. So hopefully, you know, hopefully they caught it early and hopefully she pulls through. Side note about Miami, Bravo tweeted that the next season of Miami is going to premiere on Bravo first and then come on Peacock afterwards. How do you feel about that?
I mean, it should have been like that in the first place. I don't know why they even had it over there. Like it's, you know, the stepchild.
Yeah, but I still say I hope the production value doesn't change. I feel like the production value on Peacock is better than the production value on Bravo.
Everything about Bravo, you know, Bravo's been slipping. So I see Peacock's pretty much a step up.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in my mind, I'm like, oh, a main show like The Housewives should be with the other bitches on the main channel.
Yeah, like leave Peacock for the girls' trips and the spinoffs and shit like that. But yes. Speaking of Peacock, they also announced that the Vanderpump Rules reunion and all other reunions will be uncensored on Peacock the day after. And now I know editing takes a lot of work to do. I have friends that are editors. Shout out to Michael Van Pack. Hey, boo. And shout out to our editors and screenwriters and shit, because I know y'all going through it on these strikes, and I hope that you get the things that you need, because, man, we can't be having bullshit reality shows like Stars on Mars. You know, we're about to probably get an influx of really shitty reality shows if this strike continues.
We already got shitty reality shows.
We already do, but they're going to start scraping the bottom of the barrel if this strike continues. So please give our writers what they want, because they give us what we want. So they're only asking for 3%. That is not much. Give it to them. God damn it. Shit. Anyways. So, yeah, what I was saying was, I know it takes a lot of work to edit programming, but I would love, love, love if they were to go back and edit all the episodes, or at least just the reunions. I know it takes a lot of work to edit, take out all the censors. But I think they already do, because if you watch Housewives from a feed that's not in America, it's uncensored. So they already got it. They just got to upload it on Peacock. I feel like if all Housewives were uncensored, I feel like I would enjoy it a lot more.
I want to hear the cussing.
I want to hear the cussing.
And you know what? They already say pussy on regular TV, which
they already say pussy. They already say dick. And sometimes they slip and say shit. And I was like, oh, y'all saying shit?
I'm like, you know what? Why are your kids watching this in the first place? Fuck them kids.
Kids.
Yeah. I don't give a damn if they hear it. They already done heard
they
it.
They already done said it at school.
They're talking all nasty shit already, okay? Fuck you and fuck you, bitch. And you know what? Shit, fuck them kids. They're watching Housewives and learning some shit. Good for them.
Good for them.
God damn it.
So I'm excited to see. And, you know, I've been binging Vanderpump Rules over the weekend. I'm almost to season 3. But, girl, Sheena. Am I saying it right? Am I saying it right this week?
You said it.
Sheena is getting on my motherfucking nerves with this goddamn tooth.
And she's going to continue getting on your nerves until current
God.
Day.
Oh, my God. The bitch God. Is
horrible. I can't stand Sheena.
So the last episode that I saw was
Round Tooth Bitch.
It was they were doing this is this is back when Carlton and Joyce were on Housewives. And I guess it was one of those crossover episodes where they had a dinner at Sir, and it was Brandy, Joyce, Yolanda, the husbands, and Joyce and Brandy were getting into it about the black people swimming comment and all that shit and calling her racist, and then her husband getting all involved and they're all being nosy, and then fucking Kristen is having a damn fit because Sandoval cheated on her. And I was like, damn, this motherfucker been cheating since back in the day. But then the bitch that she was accusing him of cheating on her with is the bitch that he cheated on now. It's the same bitch, ain't it? It's the same bitch, ain't it? It's Ariana,
same,
right?
Same bitch.
So,
same bitch.
Now, my question is, because this is over 10 years old, so I don't care about being spoiled. Did he cheat on Kristen with her?
Yeah.
So then, you know what? How you get them is how you lose them. How you get them is how you lose them. And, you know, I don't really have much weight on this situation, because, like I said, I didn't really watch Vanderpump, but I just decided to watch it this weekend because I was bored, and it sucked me in. But then I was sitting there and I was like, hold up now. If this motherfucker cheated on Kristen to get with you, what makes you think that he ain't gonna cheat on you with somebody else?
Oh, she's a, you know. When that happens, I was, oh, this pussy gonna keep him.
Okay. These titties don't keep them.
She said that?
No, that's what everybody thinks. That's what they think when you get them from a cheatation, as Wendy Williams would say.
And I know I'm probably going to catch some flack for this, because, you know, a lot of people are Team Ariana. But, like, no shade. If you got your man because your man cheated on his significant other to get with you, he going to cheat on you. He is going to cheat on you, beloved. Sorry.
He just found a shinier object, as always. Okay. These motherfuckers will lie, as always.
Always.
These motherfuckers, you know, niggas ain't shit. As always.
Ain't shit.
Okay.
But I was just watching and I was like, damn, this motherfucker really has been up to these same shenanigans. And that was over 10, that was about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And Jack's getting the tattoo of Stassi on his arm and shit, and then he being all messy. And I'm just like, y'all are the most messiest group of coworkers ever. I don't be fucking and kicking on my coworkers like that.
Jack's the cocaine king. Cocaine.
Cocaine.
Cocaine. Okay.
But like, even my coworkers from the bar, like, we may hang out on Kiki and stuff like that, though, but like, I'm not that involved in their lives. Like, these bitches be having full-on fucking meetings at work about who fucking who.
Listen, let me tell you something, okay? The early seasons of Vanderpump Rules, they would always be in the back of the building, you know, talking shit and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you one thing right now. When I used to work with a group of people, mm-hmm. I do talk shit, but I really don't care to be involved. I don't want to be up in it. Okay. If it's my motherfucking break,
leave me alone. Sit there
and smoke or sit in the car and just be silent. I don't want to do it. Let's
be silent.
Exactly. I don't want to talk. I'm not a talker like that.
Girl, when I worked at my old call center job, my last one before this current one, I'll never forget somebody said, oh, well, you know, your invisible resume speaks volumes. And, you know, this is back when I used to have these headphones before I got the AirPods, when I had the big headphones. And
yeah.
I don't get it. White people in the office used to look at me like I was just the most unfriendliest bitch because I wasn't trying to talk to nobody. I talk on the phone for 8 hours. Last thing I want to do on my break is talk to somebody. I just want to sit, listen to my podcast, look at some silly shit on Instagram, cackle and kiki in the corner, or maybe call you and cackle and kiki, and that's about it.
Let me tell you something, okay?
Mm-hmm.
At my job, even if I wasn't caught talking to anybody all day, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they still thought I was unfriendly. And you know what? I don't really give a damn, okay? Because
I come in to do my work and go home.
As Jade from Top Model said, this is not America's Next Top Best Friend. I'm here to get a check, bitch, okay? I'm not here to make friends right now, okay? If they're going to pay me to make friends, then you know what? We're going to sit and have a good-ass time. But otherwise, do your thing. I'm going to do mine. Keep it pushing. Click, clack on that keyboard, Jane.
Oh.
Now, shit, okay? I'll tell you one thing right now. Working a corporate job is some bull.
Girl, the microaggressions be killing me because if you're not all friendly and like, hey, they think that you're a bitch. And it's just like, girl, I just want to just have my time. This is my time.
I would talk to one person, and that would be my black work mother, okay?
Yeah, she'd
be like, she's 50, 60 something. Mm-hmm. And that's it, okay?
I love how we all have a black work mother.
Anybody who greets me and says, hey, baby, that's what I want.
That's okay? What I want. Hey, baby, how you doing? Hey, baby, how was your weekend?
Talking that same shit.
My favorite ones be like, okay, so they tell you to do it like this, but we're going to do it like this. Don't tell nobody I told you how to do this. Those are my people right there.
The secrets.
You know, those are my people. And to this day, every job that I had, I still keep in touch with my Black work mom at every job that I have. Right. You know, shout out to Black coworkers, because your Black coworkers, they get it. And there's like a secret language that we have where we could just look at each other and our eyes will say, I know you fucking lying, without even having to say it. You know what time it is. You know what time it is.
Speaking of Black mothers.
Uh-huh.
Happy early Mother's Day to all the listeners, and happy birthday to Miss Brianna, our
yes, happy sometimes birthday, co-host. Beloved.
Yes. Okay, grown and sexy.
Yes.
Boom.
And I know we're going off on a tangent though, but yes, and also too, shout out to our nurses. It's Happy Nurses Week. You know,
somebody might have to be a nurse.
Oh, let's get to this it.
Segway.
Girl, don't be tardy for the party, because the ring didn't mean a thing, honey. So
who has that kind of time to change the byline in the Instagram profile?
Well, when you're unemployed,
I don't even remember how to do that.
When you're unemployed, you got a lot of time on your hands. So Kim Zolciak and Corey Bierman are divorcing, and it was actually Corey that filed for divorce. We all thought it was Kim that did it, but the documents got leaked, and it was actually Corey. And now I have a couple of questions.
Yes.
Do you think there was infidelity, or do you think this is due to finances? Or as a little bit of both.
As we all know, money makes you funny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that anybody was dipping. I don't think so. But listen, you're dealing with a bitch who's going to drain every penny that you got to buy some Gucci bullshit. Chanel bullshit.
I never watched Tardy for the Party. But there was a clip circulating on Instagram where she went to a casino and pulled out a stack of cash. And I did not even know that they had $100 slot machines. So that's beyond my tax bracket. Because my Black ass don't even venture from the nickel or penny slot machines. So I damn sure ain't touching no motherfucking $100 slot machine. But
I didn't know there was a $100 slot machine. I'm thinking, okay, roller slots.
Yeah,
$25.
When you go to the casinos and you go to like the high roller room, which we don't make enough money to go into, that's what's in there. And this bitch went through a whole stack in like 15 minutes, and then like someone made like a compilation. Shout out to the people on Twitter, because bitch, y'all saved me from having to watch a lot of bullshit. Because I would never watch that show. But someone compiled a bunch of clips of this bitch like spending hella money on like lottery tickets and gambling. And I was like, I feel like the bitch probably had a gambling addiction. A gambling addiction, a shopping addiction, a smoking addiction, a wig addiction. And I mean, you know, just like Hanini said, she always...
A filler addiction. She looks like motherfucking... Mama June with a wig, synthetic wig.
Oh. <Okay. laughs> So here's the kicker too. So Croy is demanding for full custody of the kids that they had, the four kids that they had together.
Take them. He probably don't even want them anymore.
And then also too, he wants her out of the house, and she wants to go back to her maiden name. And I'm just like, see, something about that didn't seem clear and clean, because they owe over $1 million in VAT taxes. They owe the state of Georgia a couple of thousands of dollars. And, you know, a part of me is like, okay, she waited till the well ran dry and now she's running. But then the other part of me is like, are they in cahoots? Because I remember I listened to Two T's in a Pod, and they were talking about Peggy Sulahan and her husband, and they filed for divorce because the money wasn't money.
They're divorcing?
No, girl. So they filed for divorce, but they're still hanging out with each other. So a part of me thinks that they did it for financial reasons, because here's the thing. If they put all the finances stuff on Croy, then Kim can get bankruptcy and wipe her shit clean and keep it moving, or vice versa. I don't know how long he played for the NFL. I don't know. I don't really listen. He wasn't even on there for that long.
Last time he played football, Clinton was in office, okay?
Shut up, bitch.
Please. Ain't nobody think about that. He was filling up a Gatorade tank.
And then I looked at his age, and I was like, not me being older than Croy. I thought he was older than me. With that big old booty. That's all he got. Booty don't pay the bills. You better stop busting it open on OnlyFans or something. Watch. Okay. I bet you $500. I'm not really going to bet you $500. I don't got money like that. But
you want to do it?
No.
We can just do this.
No. I'm not betting. Coin up right now. You got the coin. I don't. This bitch is going to get on her Larsa Pippen shit. I bet you. Kim is going to get on her Larsa Pippen shit.
Don't nobody want to see that.
There are some sick fuckers in this world. There are sick fuckers and curious fuckers. Because people subscribe to Larsa's shit because they're curious. And they like the feet. Nosy bitches will subscribe to Kim's shit just to see what she's giving. And screen record it and talk shit. I ain't subscribing to that shit though. But you know, if Danielle Staub is busting to open OnlyFans, I don't see why Kim wouldn't.
Shall we go ahead and put in an effort to put in on and subscribe to her account?
I'm not doing that. I don't want to.
So we can
that.
Have the research.
I do not. I do not. With it,
research, not research. Research.
I do not want to see.
Clifton Charles. If I had to see her motherfucking hamburger helper pussy on that fucking porno from a decade ago, I'm gonna need you to see exactly what the fuck she
what?
Did. Them titties could break a window.
What?
That's how hard them hoes are.
You watched it?
I watched a clip. I didn't pay for it. Hell no. I watched a clip that was on the Twitter, okay? And I was curious. And
That's what I said. The curiosity will have guaranteed subscriptions for the first few months.
She has ground beef pussy. Them pussy lips be hanging down. Ugh. Ground beef hamburger helper pussy.
Not okay, don't do the hamburger helper like that now. Hamburger helper did.
Hamburger helper is 99 cent, what, inflation, $1.99, okay?
Girl, $3.99 probably.
She got beef stroganoff pussy. Okay, I'm gonna send it to you.
Girl, because let me tell you something, hamburger helper did get me through college. Why you bullshitting, girl? All you need is a little bit of milk, but see, I'm lactose, so I use soy milk, and then get the hamburger helper, bitch. That's 2 days right there. Boom. Mm-hmm. Shit. But yeah, do you think that Miss Zosiak will be returning to trying to secure a peach, or do you think she's done? I bet you $500.
She's probably gonna try.
We'll probably see her on her ultimate girls trip before we see her on Housewives.
She's gonna be on there guest starring this season, but you know what? I do not want her back.
I don't want her back.
I need her to listen. She needs to learn about the real world. This is what happens, bitch. Okay.
You cannot rely on a man to get you through life.
Do a goddamn thing.
You gotta do your own shit, girl. You gotta get up and go to work, sis. You better start selling some flat tummy tea. You better start or do like Robin on Potomac and start with that sidekick line bullshit. Did you see that video, girl?
I sure did.
I was like, what is this? What is this?
It was
so
walking down the pier.
It was so bad. And I was like, oh girl, are you that damn bad? Well, I mean, if your husband get fired from his coaching job, you gotta do what you gotta do.
We need to support that too for the research.
Research. Okay, so we done got through with that. Was there any other tea on the streets?
I don't think so.
Now, back to Vanderpump real quick, because you know I've been binging it. Do you think I should just skip to the current season and binge that this weekend so I could be ready for the reunion?
That would probably help. You have 2 weeks.
Okay. I think I'm gonna do that then, because and then I just watch the rest later. That's what I did with Orange County.
With who?
Orange County.
That's right. You're right.
All right, so let's get to these Jersey bitches. Girl. I'm going to just say this. At the end of the episode, when they said next time on the season finale, I was like, hey, people call Shandala. Yes, praise God. Ooh. Oh, girl, praise God. And it's only been 15 episodes, but that felt like the longest 15 episodes of my life.
That we're doing the same fucking thing.
The same
since thing. The last season and the season before and the season and before.
And the season before.
I don't give a damn about this bullshit.
It's
I don't even remember what happened. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm just gonna briefly go over it. Frank, Dolores don't want you. Let that ship sail. Stop trying to bring that old thing back. You got a ditzy blonde on your arm, Brittany, who was
he's a dumb bitch.
Bitch, did you guys speak English in our girl? Did they speak English in Ireland? Girl! I looked at the TV and I was like, I know this bitch fucking lying. And then Rachel Fuda's husband's baby mama, who was in jail when they were recording this, popped up with a statement saying they never filed. This is all for television. And I was like, ooh, girl, if you're going to use your damn stepson talking about I'ma adopt him at 15 for a damn storyline, you really are scraping the bottom of the barrel, girl. And Fuda ain't even your last name.
You know, this franchise really does not convince me that New Jersey is that intelligent at all. They all seem like some ditzy, goofy bitches. Okay, that's all I gotta say.
Well, I mean, John Fuda's real last name was Diatria. It's D'Atria, so it's Diatria or Datria. But
that's better than Fuda.
I know, but I guess Fuda is the name of the tile company that's his mother's maiden name, last name. So he was trying to keep that name to be involved with that tile company that actually helped with Joe Gorga's projects in construction. So we're on the curve.
Who gives a fuck about that?
I know. I fell down.
Is the CEO of Warner Brothers, Mr. Warner?
Okay. No, girl.
Is the CEO of Paramount Pictures, Mr. Paramount?
It's the motherfucking Animaniacs. They run Warner Brothers, remember? It's dot and them.
I don't even remember the other one's names.
I forgot the names too.
Is it Dizzy?
No, girl. It was the girl. I got this
phone. Not and crazy.
Animaniacs. Okay, it was. What other characters? Okay. Yakko, Wacko, and Dot. There we go.
I said Dizzy. That was close. Okay, so
we both didn't take
running,
a damn
they're sip. The ones running it in Burbank. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But so we got that bullshit going on. And then Margaret and Jen Fessler are talking about how Danielle wants to be the center of attention, keep crying about her damn brother and the Instagram shit, which honestly, true. Jennifer is
the only interesting part of that, about the episode was her Jennifer's mother and the twin sister.
Mm-hmm.
With them crazy ass hairdos. Them old 1985 hairdos.
That's how they, if you really go deep in Jersey, that's how they really be getting down.
I don't want to go deep in no damn Jersey. Do you want to go deep in Jersey?
Hell to the no. I don't want to be called the hard ER. I feel like I'll be called
with an accent, nigga.
You're a fucking rat nigga. Like, I feel like that's what I'll be called. Like, she's a fucking rat nigga. Like, that's what I feel like I'll be called if I was in New Jersey. I'm good, love and joy. Like, I think the only good thing that came out of New Jersey for Black folks is Mary J. Blige and Queen Latifah.
And
Whitney Elizabeth Houston, which I keep forgetting she's from Jersey. I keep thinking she's from New York, but she is a Jersey girl too. And that's it. Oh, and Wendy Williams.
I miss
Auntie Wendy. I really do. Cause
speak tangent. Cause this Jersey was some shit. The tangent, real quick.
Did you hear about Wendy? Oh, about how she pitched herself to be on Housewives of New York.
I did hear about that, but I was gonna say I would have loved Wendy to be back, so she could be talking shit about a genuine old ass falling into that damn in the stage. Okay, jumping off the stage and falling up into the cut.
And the Kim Zolciak shit. And I would always love, if she was talking about New Jersey, she'd be like, clap if you care.
Okay. Not a single one clapping.
No, there's always like one person that will clap and everybody start laughing.
One of them tree hugger bitches.
Okay. Girl. And then Teresa, this motherfucking wedding and Louis getting all red in the face. Yo, sister, I got you out of the snake pit. I got you
what
out of the snake
pit. What
does
that mean? What the fuck are you talking about?
Girl, I don't know.
With your red ass.
And fucking Bill cannot stand Jennifer. Every time I see Bill and Jennifer, I'm like, he looks like the type of motherfucker that'd be like, you know what? It's cheaper to keep her. I'm going to just wait till the last child graduates high school and I'm going to cut this bitch off.
Listen, they wasted some film showing, I mean, it was a very nice gesture, but they wasted film
the
showing
apartment.
The 1997 apartment.
Well, I mean, it was cute, you know. Yeah.
That was a model home, okay?
Not and a it, model it, home.
It was a model home.
Well, I didn't see a TV okay? in there.
It had one of them old plastic ass TVs you see in the model home, them fake ass TVs that weigh 3 pounds. You know what it is. Shit. Okay. And I saw that sofa. That sofa looked hard as a brick.
You can't be falling asleep on that damn sofa.
So we'll fuck up your back sitting down. Now, I truly, I'm very glad that the season finale is coming up because this has been torture. I need them to take all the time until the next season. Okay. Or a matter of fact, go ahead and delete this bullshit because I don't need it.
You know, I was gonna say, what can we do to make it better? But now I'm just like, you know what? No, I'm done.
Because I don't care. I truly don't care. And then are we gonna have to watch that stupid ass wedding special? Fuck.
Ugh.
God damn it.
Damn it.
I do not give a damn about
but
that.
But you know what's getting us through this? You know what's getting us through this torture that's gonna be over?
Atlanta Gerger.
Our peaches are back. Let's talk about our peaches real quick.
They came with it.
They came with it. And I saw a couple people were complaining about the episode. But you know, girl, like I said, you can make the best peach pie, but a bitch, you can make the best peach cobbler, but there'll be a bitch out there that don't like peach cobbler. So fuck them. I'ma eat my peach cobbler. And I'm happy they're back. And baby, they done got Candy going through it.
I low-key enjoy it because
they got redhead Candy activated.
They got Candy little 3 foot tall, her 3 foot tall ass just going off. Okay.
I'm gonna headbutt this bitch.
I'm gonna headbutt this bitch.
Okay, but Miss Courtney, I feel like Courtney was trying too hard. Like Courtney was kind of giving me Noella tease, but without Noella still had a little bit of more likability than Courtney. But the
much
whole
more likability.
But the whole I know you, but they said that you didn't know me, and also like the energy that Candy gave the situation was like energy that you would see on like episode 12. But I'm like, girl, this is the first episode, and this bitch only been on the screen for maybe 5 minutes. You already want to headbutt her?
No, Courtney, though, first of all, Courtney, she dresses and she looks like Simone.
Oh, not Simone. Okay. Not you doing that. I wish y'all could see that face that he just did.
All she's missing is a buck tooth and overbite. Okay. But Simone came into Sheree's house with them whack ass boots.
Simone.
That whack ass outfit.
Simone.
Or Courtney. Oh, I'll take a sip. I'll take a sip, bitch. Okay. Courtney walked her bitch ass into Sheree's house in that horrible outfit. Okay. With that bottle of Corbel. And talk about nothing. Talking about nothing. Tell me, okay, Todd. Go ahead and pull a Phaedra. Todd's fucking this bitch over in so-and-so. Okay? Give me some real shit, but... Oh, Candy said, we're friends. Is this what you got?
Girl.
That's the best you got? And at the party, Courtney wouldn't stop. She just kept going and going. I'm like,
I felt like Jackie Christie and Jackie Christie kept saying, you needed a moment. You needed a moment. Like, it was giving very thirsty. And I think that's probably why she was so annoyed because it was just too much.
Yeah, you know what? Speaking of too much, you know what's too much?
What is too much?
Having 19 motherfuckers living in your house with you. Sonya, stop playing.
Girl.
Okay.
And then the way her sister was talking to her, I was like, you gonna let her talk to you like that in your house?
You can go, little girl.
Little girl, you get a little too
Who
sassy
pays
with
the bills
your mouth.
This motherfucker?
Listen.
Who's making a check in this bitch?
If I'm financing this whole house and putting your husband on so he can get a damn job, you better watch how you talk to him. You better talk to me motherfucking nice.
You better sit down and eat your motherfucking rice and shut the
okay.
hell up.
Okay, and before you get a damn dry patty again,
or jollop. What was it? Is that Jamaican? that's Nigerian, isn't it?
Yeah.
I haven't had jerk chicken in a long time. Mm. Anyway,
it's too many people in that house. I know it's your family, but you know what? I would at least put them up somewhere else because I'm trying to. Me and my husband, we've been talking about having a fucking baby and shit. We trying to get freaky. We don't need all you motherfuckers up in here.
All y'all motherfuckers up in there. I was like, God damn, I felt like they added more bitches in that house as last time.
They did. I feel like they did. Shit.
Because there was another kid in the house too. And I was like, wait, whose kid is that? That's their kid. Okay. But you know,
Before we start talking about Sheree's stupid Sheree. Ass, mm-hmm. You know what the best part about this episode was?
What was it? That there was no Drew?
No fucking Drew, flat face, bad wig ass.
So I heard the tea that the reason why Drew wasn't on was because she was still negotiating her contract. But I do find it very suspect that...
They'd be giving some big red gum and call it a day.
Not big red gum. I do find it very suspect that your husband is at the damn party when you're having a quote-unquote family emergency.
You're trying to find some bitches.
Okay.
He looking for some pussy.
He sure was looking for some damn pussy.
Who says it like that? It's
Tokyo Tony.
She says it like that, but I'm thinking about what's your favorite word? What's his name? God damn it. What's your favorite word? What's his name? Blow the whistle. Too short.
Too short, yeah.
Pussy. yeah, he's showing up looking for coochie and shit. But,
you know, before we get to Sheree, I feel like I noticed too, there wasn't a lot of Marlo either. I feel like they're trying to soften her up this year.
I mean, the one scene she had, at least she's trying to do better with the life coach woman and do other shit with the kids. She's trying.
She's trying. I'll give her that. And, you know, I'll give her that too, because honestly, I would probably lose my mind if all of a sudden I got to take care of my damn teenage nephews out of the blue and dealing with hormones and mustiness and messy rooms and all the shit that teenage boys do at my age.
They're at that age. You could crack them sheets.
Oh.
Mm.
They're at that age. Marlo sits up there in that confessional
with whole dumbbells on her ear. And
now I'm going to say this. Those earrings are not good for confessionals. Those earrings are more like runway, or if you're a model, or if, because I saw Gabrielle Union wearing those same earrings in like mm-hmm. a fashion shoot, and they look good in the fashion shoot, but that confessional, they were just too much. How you feeling? How you feeling, Candy Soul Sister confessional?
I'm not feeling it. It's very. Let's see. It's that the Afro puff. It's giving me between that and the bullshit confessional she had on the SWV Escape show. I mean, it's just like her confessionals are fucking horrible.
Well, hey, awful. At least it ain't Angel Brinks confessionals.
That's a spirit Halloween wig. Angel Brinks.
Wait, why did I say Angel Brinks? What's that bitch's last name? On Basketball Wives, the pregnant one.
It's Angel Brinks, you said it. It's okay. Angel Brinks.
Yeah, at least it ain't giving Angel Brinks, girl, because her confessionals.
Angel Brinks be looking like motherfucking Ooh. Power Rangers.
Ooh. Looking like fucking Rita Repulsa sitting there looking crazy as hell.
Angel Brinks said, listen, make everything as tight as possible. Titties on papow, just like Sheree.
Now, before we get to Sheree, I did feel a little sad when Candy's son called and was like, but I want you to help. And I was like, Candy, you got enough money. You can say no to one gig or something like that, because when your kids say that to you, that means that your ass ain't really home.
Riley said it, okay?
And Riley said it too.
Better late than ever. Remember that horrible ass song? Better late than ever. Horrible. Riley said it, bitch, you can't even take care of me. So what are you trying to have with all these kids for?
Okay.
Because it doesn't, it obviously don't look like she has any nannies or people
She do.
Or she gonna have Mama Joyce and the aunties do all this shit.
Oh Lord Jesus.
Okay. Wonder if Mama Joyce gonna have a new wig this season. Maybe she do like a blunt bob.
Not a blunt bob.
That might look good. That might look good. It might look good. Okay. You ready for this old non-talking ass bitch? Non-speaking hoe?
Who?
Sheree's hooked on Phonics' ass.
Oh, girl. I loved when motherfucking KFC tried to come for her. And then Popeyes was like, why am I in it?
Why am I in it? I didn't even do nothing. See, I ain't even did nothing.
See, I ain't even did nothing.
Sheree, let me tell you something.
Sheree is a mess. So, like, Sheree don't know how to pick a man. Her?
She don't know a good man if he's on top of her.
Girl, because Bob Whitfield, first of all, yeah, he was a baller, but he was ugly as shit, and he treated you like shit.
Bob then, looked like shit.
Bob looked like Toe Jam and Earl.
Please. Bob was toe up.
Bob looked like Grimace.
Not Grimace, motherfucker.
Yeah, he looked like Grimace. Oh, ugly ass motherfucker. But you know, I'll give Bob this though. At least Cairo looked good. You know, he made some beautiful children, but ooh, that man was ugly. Ugly on the inside and the outside. And then Tyrone.
Bob looked like crackhead Dave Chappelle on the skits.
Not crackhead Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
And then Tyrone, you got a man who was supposedly managing you and NeNe back on season 4 and then been in jail and was giving you the runaround and shit, have you look stupid as hell outside of that damn cafe last season. And now you got the biggest hoe from Huntsville, Martell, who got another bitch pregnant on his show, cheated on his wife, had the baby with her, and that just all this mess. And I'm just like, girl, you just like mess. Like, you cannot find a man that does not have some type of mess attached to him. And so when Kenya...
She's gradually getting better because they keep getting better looking, but they're both all, now, I will
say this,
up.
Though. Martell is the best looking out of the three. Martell looks good.
Absolutely.
That's a fine-ass man, but that man is trash. You know, that's not a man that you keep. That's a man you fuck and make sure you got the plan
does
B.
Does he have money?
I don't know what he does. I don't watch Love and Marriage Huntsville. Maybe I should. Oh, side note. R&B Divas is on Tubi. R&B Divas and Hollywood Divas is on Tubi, girl.
Ooh, Paula Jai Parker in the Days Hotel. Okay. Kim Zolciak better hit her up for a discount code.
Not a discount code, but
she needs somewhere to stay.
Bitch.
Shit.
But when Kenya was talking about the DMs, I was that part. I was like, oh, that's a little cringy, Kenya. But like, I get it. You want to help your friend, but then it was also suspect that the DMs were not there. And that means that he deleted them. Now, next week, they get into it at the damn party. But, like, some people on Twitter were complaining, saying that how you got somebody from another show, from another network, being the main storyline on your show. What do you think about that? How people have to say that? I didn't mind it. I thought it was something fresh and something new, so...
They didn't really advertise it as, oh, this is the star loving, what's the fucking shit called? Love and marriage something,
Huntsville.
Something.
No, okay. They didn't say it
as, oh, this is Martell from the Love and Marriage and he's the star and he's up on the OWN network, okay? And he's one of Carlos King's little fuck fest people, okay? Nobody ever said that. Who cares? I don't give a fuck. They could put Oprah on there and I'd be excited.
Now.
But all in all,
put Gail King on.
In that shifted wig. All in all.
You talking about Gail?
Yes, girl. That wig.
Don't you ever talk about Gail in that Swiffer ass wig, okay?
Girl, that wig has been shifted since I was in middle school.
Gail's had the same wig
since. That same wig since
the since first, I was watching Reading Rainbow.
Since the first Bush administration. She's had that same wig.
Girl. Was that our first president? Was that our first president?
When we were kids?
Or what? Or was I Reagan?
No, I think we had. I don't remember the Reagan years because I was too small. But the first president that
who was the president in 1984?
Reagan.
Here's an answer. I was Reagan. Republican incumbent president Ronald Reagan won
re-election, defeating Democratic former Vice President Walter Mondale. Oh, she's trying to give you all the tea.
He gave me a paragraph.
But yeah, it was Reagan. But the only one that like. The farthest one that I remember was Bush and then Clinton and then, of course, the second Bush and then Obama and then that orange thing that we don't discuss.
That thing, you know, piece of, anyway.
And then Joe. But, yeah, I mean, honestly, the show.
Walking up and down halls. That's all I see is him and Camp. I can't even say her name. Kamala walking up and down the stairs.
Well, I think it's just because I'm not trying to get political on the podcast. I think it's because people are so used to the president talking so much shit on Twitter and all that shit that it's jarring for a lot of people to have a president that moves in silence or doesn't announce every goddamn thing or go after everybody. I mean, I saw he got a little spicy on a conference this week. And, you know, if you do your research, you can see the things that have been done. But I mean, like, you know, there's never going to be a perfect president. But I will always say I would still much rather have what we got now than what we had in 2016. And that's that.
I will take that old motherfucker, and I'm glad.
And that's all I'm gonna say about that before people get all, you know, I'm not having it. But I enjoyed the episode this week. It was a good episode.
We finally had something because what we had was some bull.
Those weeks when it was just Jersey was like reaching for air. Like, that's why a lot of those weeks I was like, I really don't feel like recording because I really don't feel like watching that shit.
I tell you every single damn time, you know, I've never in general enjoyed Tuesday as a day of the week. I think it's a horrible day of the week.
It's a horrible day.
But, and then I can't even enjoy the TV I watch because I after work, I would be like, fuck, I gotta watch this stupid ass shit. These horrible bitches that like, give me nothing.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are just kind of like, ugh, you know. Mondays are whack, but at least Mondays have good television.
Did you watch the preppy black people?
I actually enjoyed Summer House Martha's Vineyard. Now, I didn't take notes. I just watched it to watch it. But did you watch it?
I absolutely did not. Should I watch it?
You should watch it because I feel like you're gonna have a lot of shit to talk about. So there's a married couple on there, and the girl that's married, she's married to a military man. He's a little controlling. So they rented the house. I guess the premise of Summer House is it's a rented house, and they all kind of know each other from outside of the house. So they. These are actual real friendships. They're not just thrown together fake shit. Like these people actually got histories and shit together. So, which I actually enjoy. And there's a gay man on there too, which I was like, okay. So I was like, you got a gay man and it's all black. Okay. I'm in. Now there's one girl who's a little bit too much. She comes in there with the little damn dog. And she didn't tell nobody that she was bringing a dog, and it was her emotional support animal. You can see how that goes, because you know black folks don't really like surprise animals in their house.
Absolutely. Down.
And so, of course, that was drama, but it was just a good show, and I hope it sticks, and I hope that people watch it, because I really want more Black programming on Bravo. I do apologize. I will have more detailed notes on this. I wasn't expecting to talk about it this week, so that's why I just watched it to watch it. But
you know, because I actually gave Southern Charm New Orleans a chance, and that was pretty good, and then they got rid of it after one or two seasons. I forgot, I don't know. And I'm like, okay, Bravo, you be cutting. You love to cut the Black shit with the quickness. You let Don't Be Tardy go on for 19 seasons.
Because I really would have loved to have more seasons of Candy in the
game. 100 Below Decks going on.
I really would love to have more seasons of Blood, Sweat, and Heels. And I remember that other show that they had, The Real Atlanta?
You watched that?
I did, and I actually enjoyed it.
A throwback.
Like I said, if the show has a predominantly Black cast on Bravo, I'm going to give it a college try. That's really all it takes, is to see people who look like me on there. And I watch it. I mean, I watch all of it, but I'll give it a try. And if I like it, I'll be hooked.
Speaking of motherfuckers all thrown up in a house, are you the one of these people that are on Twitter excited about the Jersey Shore? Because I never really watched
it. I haven't watched Jersey Shore since 2011.
Because I'm seeing people on Twitter saying, oh, Sammy's coming back. Sammy's that bitch. And I'm like,
I think
Sammy
it's
was,
just because...
I don't remember it like that, but Sammy was never that damn bitch.
Well, it's just because there's so many loose ends. Because I remember how Ron did Sammy so bad. And... But I'm also kind of like, do you really want to go back to the house with the guy that gaslighted you and abused you mentally? Do you really want to do that? Like,
aren't these people 40 something?
I know they're older than me. They are older than me. I know Pauly D got to be in his mid 40s with that same growing up gaudy hairstyle that he's had all his life.
They all got kids and shit. Are they really? They ain't really. I don't think they're throwing it back like they did back in the day.
They throw it back a little bit, but I don't think they get too crazy like that anymore.
Have a glass of wine,
you know.
That ain't a party. That's not gym tan and laundry, okay.
But I will say this though, Vinny.
Which one is that? Oh, the goofy one.
And I know his dick is big. I just know his dick is big.
Because Snooki said it.
Mm-hmm.
She's 2 feet tall. What you want?
That's true. Everything's big to Snooki. I will say this though. I didn't really watch it that much though, but I did enjoy her run on Dancing with the Stars. She was a good dancer on there. And Snooki had a run in WWE as well.
She wrestled?
Yes, girl. She had a WrestleMania match. And she won. And I was like, okay, go off, Snooki. You know? But that's...
I'm not going to follow up with that because, you know, I'm not going to be like the people that be talking shit about your old wrestling shit. Oh, the fucking shit is fake and blah, 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 whatever the fuck they say.
You know, and it's so funny because I'm like, okay, girl, but you crying about Guardians of the Galaxy. Ain't that shit fake? The dog is fake. The dog is fake.
I've never seen no Guardians of the Galaxy. I didn't know.
But you sitting here trying to tell me that why am I watching fake shit though, but you up on here crying about a damn CGI dog. Girl, fuck you.
Last thing I've got to say.
Mm-hmm.
About people crying.
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with Bravo or the Housewives.
Mm-hmm.
Beyonce's in her 40s, just got foot surgery. Leave the bitch alone.
Listen, there was a local drag queen, I'm not going to say her name, that had the audacity to talk shit about Beyonce. About, oh, well, she's not giving it as well as she usually does. And I said, baby, you never give it.
Are you on tour, ho?
You never give it. when you hit the stage, I get a drink. When you hit the stage, people go get drinks. That's not good. But you sitting here worried about trying to dogpile. And I noticed this too. Whenever Beyonce comes out with something, people always go out of their way to shit on it or be like, well, I'm not a huge fan, but, or da-da-da-da-da, or this has been done, or da-da-da-da. It's just like, where is that same energy when Taylor Swift comes out with something or when another big artist comes out with something? I never see people come out of the woodwork.
You don't see it. Let me tell you something, okay? Mm. I saw somebody on Twitter also that said, you know, Janet ain't moving like she used to. Well, she's almost 60, you fat bitch. What the fuck are you talking about?
When are you moving, ho? When are you selling out stadiums and arenas, ho?
Shit. Bitch looking like a whole Professor Clump talking about that bitch ain't moving like she used to. What, are you moving at all? What the fuck are you talking about?
Or like when motherfuckers be like, Britney looks crazy because she's dancing in her living room. And I'm like, bitch, but you up in here doing these little air traffic controller TikToks worse than Ashley Darby in your living room.
Did you say air traffic control?
Yes. So should we lock your motherfucking ass up because you wearing sweatpants and you don't have your hair done and your eye makeup is a little grungy? Should we lock your ass up too? No. So leave the girl alone, because you know what? She's a white woman in her 40s, and you know most white women in their 40s ain't shit and be on that Trump shit. She ain't on that Trump shit, and she ain't on that QAnon shit, and she ain't talking crazy and reckless on the internet. All she doing is posting little memes and twirling in her living room, minding her business. Leave that woman alone. She's been through enough. But yeah, there will be no Janet or Beyonce slander.
And period.
I saw a tweet trying to talk bad about Beyonce, about, oh, she's not moving and the production value. I'm like, girl, where's your production value? I clicked your OnlyFans link. Your production value was trash. Ain't nobody spending $15 to see you jack off your ashy ass dick in your dirty ass bedroom.
Dick.
Bitch, throw some Jesus lube on Christ. That dick. Throw some lube on that dick. Throw some spit on that dick or something before you ever curse your motherfucking lips to talk about Beyonce, Giselle, Knowles, Carter.
To any new listeners, we prefer pornography that is usually of men.
throw some lube on that dick and get your lighting right. And why the camera shaking? Get the motherfucking thing to hold the damn camera before you got audacity to talk about production value. Bitch.
At the end of the day, the both of us talk cash shit all day long, every day. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we have respect for people who put in the work.
And all those women put in the work. Like Britney or not, you cannot sit here and say that lady has not worked her ass off long enough to be able to deserve to twirl in her motherfucking mansion that your ass can never afford. And Janet Jackson can literally come out and sit on stage and just say, ooh, baby. And I will go up for it, because you know why? Because
nobody said anything about it when Adele sits her ass down.
Speak on it.
Okay. We don't see, I don't recall seeing Celine doing many two steps.
Nobody criticizes Pink for doing the same Circus Soleil shit every damn tour.
Pink been on that ceiling for 20 years.
You know,
she's up there with MC Light. Okay.
I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna let y'all go. I do find it anti-black that y'all always got something to say about a black female artist, but never give that same energy to their white counterparts.
And that's that on that.
And that's that on that. Well, anyway.
That's all Mary had a little. And all Raja? Abra? What's that motherfucker's name?
Oh, girl, we ain't talking about Zeus Network shit on here, though. That's too gutter, but...
He reminds me of you, okay?
What?
He said, your mama's a bitch, bitch. Your mama's a bitch, bitch. I feel like that's clipped.
I ain't got no perm. Stick your perm back, bitch.
Oh, I don't know why I watch this horrible shit.
But it's so ghetto. So ghetto. And gutter butt.
Absolutely. But
anyways, thank y'all for listening to another episode of Peaches, Diamonds, and Champagne. Oh my, I am finna go play Zelda. And we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.